Welcome to the Conversations with Eileen podcast. I'm your host, Eileen Guido. I'm a creative soul on a mission to motivate, connect, and build community. And I want to thank you for joining me on my quest of inspiring others one conversation at a time. Remember, click subscribe. That way you never miss an episode. Hello and welcome to another episode of Conversations with Eileen. I'm your host, Eileen Guido. Hey guys, hope you are doing well. Right now, while I am recording this, we are in the midst of a global pandemic. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking to you right now in the midst of the coronavirus COVID-19 hoopla and very tense time for all of us. Now, mind you, we are taking precautions as best as we can and trying to live life in the same breath. It's hard. Lots of families have struggles, be it financial, emotional, just trying to adjust to a new normal. And that's what it is. From here on out, it is going to be a new normal. A new normal with families having to adjust on how their children learn, how we go about our daily activities, an adjustment with work schedules, how we work. Are we now working remotely? Have we been laid off and have to start searching for work once we get the all clear? And thinking about how to prevent or minimize these struggles for us should something like this happen again. It's going to take some planning. Right now, I have had a lot of friends become extremely creative with the things that they are doing, as far as if they have children at home and they have to do the homeschooling or distance learning, as the counties out here in Florida are calling it. And it isn't always easy. Making the choice to homeschool your children is a big one. And with this virus going around, many families didn't have a choice. They were thrown into this. So that was a lot to take into consideration. And it is an adjustment for the parents who may or may not have the skill set to deal with that. Thankfully, the teachers are meeting with the children online and helping them out. See, I've homeschooled before and I've had time to prepare lesson plans and things like that, and I loved it, so it kind of came as second nature to me. But a lot of people are struggling with that. And to those that are doing so and are struggling, keep the faith. Do your best. Your children will survive this. And those of you that are quite enjoying this, hey, more power to you. There are a lot of people who are now finding themselves working from home and have joined the ranks of remote workers. That also takes a lot of getting used to, as far as having all your equipment up and ready every morning. There are probably even more emails than you're used to in a typical workday, because they want to make certain that everyone on the team understands every task that is required of them. And time management is a great deal. Some of you may be super social and extroverted, and it is very difficult for you to be alone during this time without the breaks here and there to speak with some of your coworkers. I, on the other hand, I quite enjoy my alone time. Not to say that I don't like speaking with coworkers, but I can pretty much work on my own and not be bothered by that fact. A lot of us are getting upset because we can't go out to the movies, we can't go to restaurants, we can't go to theme parks, or to a couple of other things where large groups gather. Listen, at some point we'll be able to go back. Really, I stress to you, please try and focus on the things that we are able to do, the things that we are still able to accomplish, the things that we are still able to enjoy. And not only that, with all this time, with the stay-at-home orders, if you don't come out of this with some sort of new skill or appreciation or betterment of self or relationships around you, then you have, my friend, and I will tell you plainly, you have just wasted your time. Really, that's how I see it. You may disagree with me, but that's okay. Because in this, you can reconnect with your spouse, your roommate, your family members that live with you. Heck, with the technology of today, you can send mass text messages. You can go ahead and do video chats. So while the person-to-person contact, yes, I know, is so important, there are still ways to communicate. We need to focus on that. And as far as communication, when we dispense information about what's going on, please, for the love of God, check your facts before you send that message, that Facebook post, Instagram post, or whatever. Check your facts. I myself, you know, slipped once or twice and we're like, ooh, I shouldn't have sent that. That's not entirely true. Do your homework before you send out information, because people are already anxious. People are already worried and concerned. And again, I say, follow the precautions as best as you can. We've all got to live life, but let's not go ahead and unnecessarily expose people in our family or others just because we want to continue living the quote-unquote normal life. Life is what it is right now. And instead of fighting it, we need to pay attention to what we can do and how we can make the best of it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you are all well. Blessings to everyone out there. To stay healthy, and those that are feeling ill, please know that I really do hope and pray that you get better and come through this on the other side and just recover, because it is serious and no one wants to be sick. No one wants to be terminally ill, die, etc. from this. But let's not make light of it too much. We can joke about it a little bit, but you know, bear in mind it is something that we should all pay attention to and something that we all need to really, I don't know, that just really take stock of and take hold of what's going on and what's important in our lives and who is important. You know, take this time to reconnect the best you can, learn new skills, because there's no excuse. We've got time now, guys. We have got the time. I have seen so many creative things come across, you know, the internet, and it's fun to see. People are reconnecting. Families have taken out the board games, the playing cards, and just enjoyed life at a slightly slower pace. And you know what? Maybe that's what we needed. Maybe that's what we needed. Not to have people infected with this virus, but I think we did need to slow down a bit and enjoy this thing we call life. All right, guys, that's all for today. Live, love, and be well. And as always, thank you for joining me on my quest of inspiring others, one conversation at a time. Until next time, bye, guys. If you found value in today's message, I'd love for you to share it. You can also take a screenshot and tag me on social media at Conversations with Eileen. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Conversations with Eileen and on Twitter at Convos with Eileen. This way, you'll have updates, behind-the-scenes news, information on local or national events, volunteer opportunities, and you can also review, comment, or leave me messages as well. Just a reminder, this is a listener-supported podcast. Any donations are greatly appreciated and help make a positive impact in our community. If you need a speaker for your next event, assistance with workshop creation, or a facilitator for your workshop, contact me via Facebook or Instagram.